A popular Outcast production.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Sound of Life, episode 21. I am the old school Mike, and with me is...
12-year-old Drea.
Yes, indeedy, 12-year-old Drea and I are here holding it down again. We're not going to go into why Hope's not here, but she can't be here for a while, continuing, whatever, for whatever reason. Maybe we'll get into one day. Anyway, we're going to start the show off tonight with my pick. Sure. This is a song by a rapper named On Cue, and the song is called Breathe Me, and you might know part of this song, Drea, but anyway, here it is.
Dreaming of a scheme and a plot of cheese into the reason I believe in. Since I was a seaman, I was birthed in the evening. So by tomorrow morning, I will be leaving. I'm going, never looking back. I never held a gun, never ever cooked crack. So I gotta go and hit them on the flip side. Please believe, homeboy, man, I'll get by. I say, why they don't believe me? That I'm a genius. This is an experiment. I'm the fucking chemist. How you gonna match that? Music is a hamster in a wheel, and you all. The lab rat, ain't it so beautiful? When we gon' realize me and you could rule the world, intertwine, unfurl, tryna get all these girls, money, diamonds, and pearls. That shit, I don't give a fuck about. I'm just trying to run my map, trying to run this out. I'ma go hard, she like, take it easy. I'm like, are you kidding, trick, oh please. She like, don't go, no, don't leave. She asks, do you have a heart, I wear it on my sleeve. I'm trying to hit the road, you scream, don't go. Pulling on my arm, telling me no. But if this ain't enough, then I really don't know. I said, if this ain't enough, then I really don't know. See, I'm trying to get the dough, for me and my mama. Trying to rise above all this pain and this drama. But this ain't finished, let's end it with a comma. Don't change your number, in a few months I might holler. Man, fuck college, I'm trying to make a dollar. Can't see my papa, so I can't be a scholar. I don't even care if they see it. Scholars don't make history, they just read it. Why don't they believe this?
Ouch.
Anyway, yeah, so that's on cue, Breathe Me. You were saying while it was playing, oh my god, I know that song. I just don't know what it is. What do you think about it?
I really like that song. I don't know where the beginning's from, but I know that I've heard it somewhere. It sounds so familiar, it's just my brain is falling.
Well, where you know it from is listening to me listen to it. obviously is right. It is a song called Breathe Me, by a woman named Sia, I think her name is, S-I-A. I'll throw that song on real quick too, because then you can get the idea and compare and contrast or whatnot.
Help, I have done it again. I have been here many times before. Hurt myself again today. And the worst part is there's no to be my friend. Hold me, wrap me up. Unfold me, I am small. And need it, warm me up.
So that's Sia and Breathe Me, the real version of said song. And you were saying, I do know that. I know that. It's really pretty. Chick has a really nice voice. I think I first found it in there's a movie called The Virgin Suicides with, the girl with the weird teeth. That was Mary Jane in the Spider-Man movie. Kirsten Dunst, that's her name. Anyway, where did you think you knew it from?
Well, I think I've heard it in dance, but not just that. I'm positively sure that I heard it in Pretty Little Liars, my favorite TV show, aka. Anyway, but Aria Montgomery, which is actually played by Lucy Hale, she and Ezra Fitz, which is not a good relationship because he's a teacher and she's a student.
Yeah, really, really bad. Like, we watched that show together. It's one of those things that Daddy and Drea do. And I saw that and I was like, that man is a teacher. That man is her teacher. And they are in an illicit affair relationship. This is terrible. But yes, it is like Dre's favorite TV show. And she's reading all the books now, which is good because there's like 13 of them. What book are you on right now?
2.
You're still on the second book?
Yeah, but I'm
I figured you'd be done that one by now. I figured you'd just crank through them.
I haven't. But it's not as good as the first one because it's like, I recommend reading the books first and then watching the TV shows because it's kind of like, spoiler alert. It's like, oh, I already know that. Psh.
Wah, wah, wah. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
You never let me tell you what the scene was that I heard that song.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I cut you off, didn't I? Okay, what was the scene that you knew that song from?
Arya and Ezra. Ezra, for like the 40th time, both of them broke up. And Ezra's like, oh, we can't be together. This is a bad relationship. Of course, spoiler alert if you didn't see this. He actually, they got back together again. Which is crazy.
Bummer. Bummer, bummer, man. Anyway, okay. So, I know I kind of did those two songs back to back. So, we'll give you two songs. Which one do you want to do first?
I didn't want to do that.
You're changing it up on me, kid. No, that's fine. What's the song? Stay the Night? Okay. So, all right. So you switched it up on me. I thought you were going with Drake's song, but instead you're going with, is it a group or a person named Zed?
Zed is a group. It has, you know the song Clarity that I did like a few weeks ago?
Sure.
Well, it's a guy and a girl, and I think there might be another guy, but I'm not really positive about that. So the song is Stay the Night by Zed featuring Haley Williams, and I did a song by Haley Williams a few weeks ago, and a song by Zed, Clarity.
Oh, yes, Haley Williams from the band Paramore with the crazy hairdos. How I remember.
She has totally red and orange hair now. She got rid of the pink.
Now, that's really crazy because, I mean, I remember the song that you did with her, but I don't remember the Zed song. So, we'll check it out right now. So, cool.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what? I don't mind.
Are you gonna stay?
Wow. Are you going to stay the night? Are you going to stay the night? Are you going to stay the night? That's all that song is, dude. It's just over and over and over again. You're really, really into, like, I don't know what I would, I'm being an old man, I would almost consider it like electronic music, or like almost like when I was growing up, what rave music would have been or something. It's just like same thing over and over and over again. Like people popping ecstasy or Molly or something, like dancing all night. It's crazy. I don't know, but I guess I can understand like your dance fascination with that stuff because it's all beat driven. So, but cool. Well, where'd you find that one?
Well, my next song, I was going to actually go and look that one up, and I was just going through the music list, and I was like, oh, well, let's see what this song is. I'm like, oh, it's by Zedd. I love Zedd. Oh, it has Hayley Williams in it. Oh, this better be a really good song, I bet you. And I just turned it on, and I just started dancing to it, of course, because, you know, Dre has to dance while Caden's playing his little Beyblade thingamabobbies. So, I just like it. I love that.
Cool. All right, so I snuck two songs in there. You got a second song for us? Is this one going to be a train wreck too? What is it, Dre? Tell us. Intro this one for us, please.
Train wreck, yes, as in her song, not as much. But, I mean, Miley, loved you. Loved ya. I mean, total support. You can totally come on the show. I mean, no, just don't come in my house.
Oh, no, she could totally come here as long as she dressed up like Hannah Montana. That'd be awesome. But yes, it is a Hannah Montana song, or
no,
not really.
Not.
It's a Miley Cyrus song.
It's the Miley Go Crazy song. No, I'm kidding. Okay, it's called Wrecking Ball. Now, this song, the video. Okay, I'll just say some things from the video. So she was, like, standing there, like, at the first, like, minute of the song. I'm like, oh my god, she's changed. She has, like, mascara and lipstick on. That's it. Normally, she has, like, heavy, crazy makeup on. And, like, no clothes. And it's, like, it looks really nice. It's, like, completely white. I'm like, oh, this... And the song is, like, it's really nice and everything. It's not about, like, twerking and all this crazy stuff. And we can't stop being crazy and making out with Barbie dolls and stuff like that. And...
It's all well and good. What's the name of the song so we can have everybody listen to it, though?
I said Wrecking Ball.
Oh, Wrecking Ball. Yes, Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. Here we go. And action.
Chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. Came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky and now you're not coming down.
ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Miley Cyrus channeling Joan Jett there. Rocking out in the middle of that song. It starts off kind of pretty. It's got a soft, subtle feeling to the intro. Yeah, what were you saying, Drea? Scorned love or something?
Oh, supposedly I saw this thing on Instagram by my friend. She posted, there was like a lot of posts saying that.
Reliable source.
Totally, right? You know, because, yeah. Okay, because Instagram is for people that don't know how to read. Anyway.
I believe the joke is Instagram's Twitter for people who cannot read.
I meant to say Twitter, but it just didn't come out. Okay. But supposedly she got over a bad relationship with someone. No one knows who it is. So obviously 50-50% real. Supposedly that's why she's making all these crazy songs and that we need to treat her right and respect her awesomeness. Because, you know, we gave Macklemore a chance after he did all those bad things. And Michael Jackson, when he did all those bad things, we gave him another chance. He's amazing.
Michael Jackson's dead.
I know, okay? I'm just trying to lift up the spirits here.
Macklemore, nobody knew about his drug issues before he got famous this time. Nobody really remembered.
Examples.
And Miley Cyrus played Hannah Montana on TV, so she's kind of used to being two different people.
Lindsay Lohan.
Train wreck, yes. Train wreck of a human being. Anyway, so that's pretty much the show for this evening. However, I don't normally do this. Three the Hard Way, I always picked a artist and showcase different songs of theirs. Here, we pick one song from somebody and say, oh, this is awesome, listen to it. That way it was cool. It was my little trick so I could do the same people over and over when they came out with new music. But on neither show have I ever talked about an entire album. Outkast. I have plagued Drea with this album every time we're driving around this last week. All I've listened to. Outkast came out with a record called Speaker Box, The Love Below. Two-sided album. Two different albums. Big Boy. The rapper, well, they're both rappers, but Big Boy did like an all rap album called Speaker Box. And Andre Benjamin, Andre 3000, did a love, almost concept album about love. Yeah, called The Love Below. Boy, I totally just brain farted there. Anyway, it starts out awesome. It goes straight to the end of the album. Awesome. Every track is good. There's, you know, there's some that you could kind of skip after the 100th time you listen to it. But so good. I think a song that showcases the album pretty well is a song called Roses. So we're going to listen to that. What do you got to say, Drea? This is Andre 3000 from Outkast's song Roses.
I like Vibration.
Vibration's a really good song, too. I could have done that, but I was trying to showcase something with a little rap in it. That song's just over and over and over again. Kind of like your dance music, but it's got that beat that rolls backwards through it. Everybody check out Vibrate. It's a really good song.
The beat, like, goes backwards. It's really, really cool. But, like, the thing was, is I was talking to my dad about how, like, it reminded me because people are, like, deaf and stuff, and they dance. And I thought they're, like, a lot of those people are my inspirations because they said that they feel the music with the vibration.
The vibration, the resonance of the bass or whatever, yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, I do remember talking about that you did bring that up during that song. We're going to close out on that one, so check it out. Go get The Love Below, however you get your albums, iTunes, Amazon. If you go to Amazon, go to the Popular Outkast site, or go to soundoflife.popularoutkast, and hit the little Amazon link, and you too can go and get this album. and the guys will get a couple cents off it, which helps keep this show free. So, hey, I just worked in a plug naturally. That was really cool. Anywho, for Sound of Life podcast, episode 21, I am the old school Mike.
And I'm Drea.
Oh, just Drea, not 12-year-old Drea. We're changing it.
12-year-old Drea.
All right, that works. Anyway, here's roses, guys.
Peace.
Crash into a ditch, just bad.